Osa is in the house. Osa, let me ask my own open mic. The APC aspirants didn't turn up for a meeting with the presidential candidate. He too wasn't even there, you know. I mean, but what does that? That was in the papers this morning. What does that tell you? They were supposed to have a meeting, you know, with the candidate, so they could all bring their resources together to see. Amechi wasn't there. Well, Fayemi wasn't there. Who stepped down for the candidate? The candidate wasn't there. I heard they said that they too didn't know. I mean, so what's going on? Where is all this coming from?
From what I read in papers, I think that thing was not organized by the.
Who was it organized by?
I think it was one of those presidential candidates, one of them or something, that just organized for them to have a forum. So I'm not sure that thing was properly put together.
But I would have thought that the first agreement he would have gotten would be that of the candidate himself. That's Ashiwaju. So if he didn't get Ashiwaju's buy-in, do you think he was on a hustle?
I'm sure he was on a hustle, and everybody's trying to.
To be relevant.
So because I'm sure you'll have looked at, even if you officially invited Vice President Ashiwaju, I think he left out the country.
He left the country yesterday and he didn't reply.
An official visit. Moreover, he's just recuperating from his surgery. So I'm sure you'll have gotten commitment from people before you now put the date out. So it's.
I don't know. I'm a bit worried for the APC. When I say I'm worried, I'm not a member or sympathizer. I'm not a member of any party for that matter. But I just want things done right. At the very least, or for the very least, to set example to younger people to show how things should be done. I hate tacky things. Whether I support any aspiration or not is secondary. I want things to be done properly. Also, I'm conscious of the image of the country. There are people abroad who monitor all these things. And so in future, when you are talking about FDIs and this and that, these are the parameters by which they will go by. So these things have implications. People need to know that it's not a mind your business situation at all. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you.
Yes, the things must be done in a much... Is the APC together, though?
They seem to be together. There's that crack that you expect, like what's happening between the Wiki and Atiku. So you're not getting to hear from them like that.
No, not
but
in that
you
manner.
You can see, after the primaries, the likes of Amechi and Ku, everybody has just gone under the radar.
Yeah.
I know everybody has gone under. So even Vice President Ashiwaju after that time, I think after that event. I'm sure he has not attended any.
No, his leg is paining.
Yeah, nobody went to do.
His leg is. You know, like you say, primary school. My leg is paining. So his leg is paining.
After the outcome of the primary, I decided to say, let me just go and do my leg, JJ.
Who was the president talking about yesterday when he said he won't allow anybody bully with money or with influence? Who do you think he was referring to?
If he's talking about money. Because if you look at the look at the four leading contenders.
Yes.
And that's Konkwasu, Obi, Atiku, and Ashiwaju Bola Ahmed-Tinubu. If you talk about money, then an influence means that it's between Atiku and Tinubu.
Why? Have you seen their bank statements?
Obi has Obi, like we know, it's we all know that he's a billionaire, but when you talk about influence, you know, in the sector and everywhere, who has lots of governors with him, who has not had, because I'm not sure Obi has one single governor anywhere in the state who is backing him.
Well, I don't think he needs them.
And I'm just saying that's the influence.
What he has been able to garner, without, to put it in his words, dropping shishi, would make those people you're talking about envious.
No, because he's costing some commotion in those camps. You see, those votes that are supposed to be, it was supposed to be a two horse race. Now it's now like a three horse race.
It's a three horse race. Though.
So it's a three horse race now. So we are looking at a 1979 election scenario again anymore. That's what we're looking at now.
Which one's 1979 now?
79 was when you had
Awolowo and Shagari.
Shagari and Azikiwe. Then you had the fringe guys. Amala Aminu pocketing one or two states. Ibrahim Waziri to taking one or two, one state.
I was when I was having my chocolate drink at my usual joint here. This morning, I was talking to somebody and he said, oh, Nigerians have suffered. And I said, yes, could it be that more suffering would now make us look at the way people are ready to vote now?
Yes.
It's suffering that led us to it.
I agree.
Yes. And because I was talking this morning with Sheriff about the way people fritter government money. We can see the link. Somebody's gotten a government appointment and that's it. He begins to start from spraying at parties, donating more at functions, buy new cars, buy new this, throwing money around up and down. Do you understand?
Understand?
And you have loads of elites who you can't point and say this is what they do for a living and are living large. You trace most of them, you trace money to government. And I say that I'm hoping that it will get to a point where people will not tolerate them. Having 3, 4, 5, 6 policemen guarding you, that's the one I find most objectionable. You know, all this show off, and if only Mama could see me now. I can't. Yeah.
So their Mama is already seeing them here.
Classless people throwing their weight around.
It's not only the politicians, even the businessmen.
Everybody
has lots of police, everybody around themselves.
The so called businessmen themselves, there is no thoroughbred businessman that will throw away money the way some people do. Even the businessmen, you can trace the money either to crime or to government. Well, government
patronage,
which itself is exaggerated. What you should supply for 100 naira, you supply for 100,000. That kind of thing, and it's not abating. But this man, we say no go drop shishi. Do you think if he becomes president, he'll be able to put a bit of a hold on that?
Well, Nigeria is
will it be easy for him?
It won't be easy because you're going to be fighting, trampling against vultures,
yes,
you know, hawks.
Yes.
You know? So it's the thing that he needs to have is when he has to have the backing of the people behind him. I think that's the most important thing for him.
Yes.
Once the people are behind him, then
I don't trust our people. I will not join in any analysis as to the way the elections will go again. Never.
What you say? Don't trust our people. You don't trust the middle class and elites. That's what you say now.
Yes,
not the one that is already down.
No. What I say, even the one that is down.
Hey, it's hunger now. They've been impoverished.
Well, you see,
they've been impoverished.
Our people. And when I say it, it's a general statement, but it doesn't mean that they're not loads of exceptions. It's just a manner of speaking. That I don't know. I'm not too sure which way anybody will go. If I didn't learn any lessons, I learned a lot of lessons at the primaries. You know, people who you thought that, okay, you know, they were all set to go at the last minute. You just saw what happened. You know?
The primaries, I don't want to use the primaries to
No, I'm not using it to judge. Yes, but go on. Yes.
Because you have a collection of, let's say, 1,500 people, 2,000 people who are all party, who live and breathe party politics. That's what they do for a living. That's what they wake up in the morning
with. But also they are human beings.
I know they are human beings.
Amazing, you know.
So if like in the US now, for example, when you do your primaries, when you do states, every state has their own way. Even a non-Republican can vote for in the Democratic primaries on states. So that's a different ballgame. But you have lots of people coming out to come and vote. So how many people can you buy their conscience? How many people can you monetize? But when you have 700 persons in which some state governors already have their own, they have them.
Most of them are handpicked anyway.
They are handpicked. So
yes.
you party chairman, you come. So this we
give me five people.
Yeah, hey, give me five people that will know. So these are five people that they live off the government. They do drainages, they do gutters, they do build patch one school there. It is them. So that's the truth. So it's not. So I wouldn't categorize 3,000 people and say the whole of Nigeria.
No. I don't want you to take it literally. I don't want you to take it in that. I'm just I'm just talking from a point of frustration. I'm not sure, for example, I can't say for sure that 40% of any of their supporters will be out voting on that day.
Who?
Any of the candidate supporters will be out voting. I can't beat my chest to say that this percentage
I have a feeling that we'll cross the 50%, 60%.
You have a feeling?
Yes.
All of them?
For all, no, especially for the presidential election.
I'm talking about, for all the candidates.
Yes.
Okay.
People will come out. Because it's getting exciting. Because you see, the difference between this election and the previous election cycle in this republic is that party primaries take place around around December, last minute,
Yes.
Then you take about 45 days to crisscross the country. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just come in this state in the morning, then around 12, move another state. Yes. So now you have 6 clear months to election. So you need to go to some state that you feel that you need to get the vote. It's just like that in the United States. You will see the red states, you see the blue states. So there are some states that you feel that these are safe states for me. I don't need to spend so much money on advertising. They naturally go Republican.
Republican.
So these are states that they naturally go Democrats. So I just try to get some votes there. But these are the battleground states. These are states that I feel that they can swing. They swing this way, they swing this way. So the politician will now say, okay, I have, let's say for example, like Ashu Ajibola Ahmed Tinubu, will say, okay, I will concentrate so much of my energy in the Southwest. I'll tell myself that I've locked in, let's say, 60% of this vote in the Southwest. So definitely I'll still go and touch and tell my people to vote for me, using tribal sentiment, all those stuff, and try to get them to come out and vote for me. Then where do I need to go? Should I venture to the Southeast? Yes, I can just try and tell the governors there who are working for me to try and give me some, maybe 15%.
I just get
25% there from there. I'm okay from there. Okay, where should I concentrate my energy? I have lots of governors from the Northwest. I have the governors from the Northeast. Half of the governors from the Northeast are for me. So I think that's where I should
concentrate my energy. Part of your thinking, would it not be that these people that you say, I have, they could do you in?
It's part of the game. So you can't see they will do you in, and you can't go there and reach out to them.
The late Wahab Dosunmu told me that one day, when he was running way back then, and I saw people coming to tell what I would call fibs, very big series. He said, Jimmy, in this game, even Tinubu himself said it somewhere. He said, in this game, you take the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes,
and pray that things work out. Let's take our first caller. So I don't dominate this callers as
well. Hello, good morning.
Do you have something to say to us, sir?
Yes, this is Emmanuel. I want to talk about this Okada ban in Lagos.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay. I want to see if there's a way the Lagos State government can ban Okada in the whole of Lagos State. I think that would be fine.
Okay.
And also, I'm also appealing to them to bring this ban towards the Festac, Badagry Express Road, and the satellites.
Well, so once you have said all over the state, I think that is implied.
You said?
Thank you very much. The moment you said you wanted it all over the state, I think that is implied. So thank you very much. What do you think?
It's long overdue. And the truth of the matter is that part of what I have my misgivings against this government in the States, these are part of the issues of transportation. So you've been here now for over 23, you're going to 23 years.
Yes.
And you don't have a good, transportation policy in the States after 23
years. Well, they say they have something in some themes agenda.
No, themes agenda is... This agenda is what Sowolu brought now 3 years ago now.
Yes.
So Tinubu was here. We still have Agberos running around. Fashola was here. We still have them running around. So I'm not against even Agberos. So they can operate this thing in an orderly manner. So by now you have developed a transport system that cut across everywhere in the state. Not just only government. People will not invest in this transport system, but it's highly regulated. In the sense that the government, for example, now you can be in a neighborhood, in the suburb, that you have these small buses. that can be flying around. So instead of Okada, this is a policy that you end, yes, you get. So you can imagine if this thing has been done face by face.
That's government, when they call Poroke.
Yes, government in, government out. By now, you'll have faced, nobody will be flying Okada anywhere. Mm. And the roads also have to be done. Because the truth of the matter is that, you see, when you are, you know, we can sit down here and pontificate and say all sorts, but when some people stay in interlands, how can they come out from where they are?
Where they are.
So the road, there's no even roads. Everywhere is waterlogged. So how can you know we're in a rainforest region?
What also bothers me is that sometimes you see the same roads being tarred every year. And
yeah, because they're just laying asphalt. So nobody does the soil test.
Election is nearby now.
You see them running around.
And the road leading to my house was just finished not too long ago. My car.
Go to there's this place here close by here around Oniru.
Yes,
that place is, and you have lots of investment around there. Yes, entertainment centers that where people go to.
Yes,
government can turn around and generate revenue. That place is something else.
It's something else completely. Let's take another caller. Everybody wants to talk to you, sir. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think like your guest said, the most critical thing about this election is that it's not binary. Previous elections we've had in Nigeria have been binary. You know, two core candidates, and then you have 10, 12 other candidates who are just placeholders, so to speak. But in this election, you have three core candidates. You have a formation that nobody has seen before since 1999. And I suggest, and I believe that there will be a lot of surprises. Yes, there will be a lot more participation because people are very, very angry. People are very, very sure that the future of this country, of this country is at stake. Then with regard to the Okada issue, it's clear to us also that there are more Okadas in this state than policemen, LASMA, state security, whatever combined. If you put all of them out of work in this state at the same time, that what you are going to see, you know, people are going to come to your house to come and ask for their share. So the key thing is that it's not something you just do willy-nilly and say, oh, I ban Okada across Lagos. When you have hundreds of thousands of people who are doing this work,
okay,
and who are also at the edge of society, these are people that are living day to day. If anything happens to them, they have no other options.
Okay, thank you. Point noted. Yes, Elsa. You heard what you said.
I heard what you said. You know, okay, why would people do Okada? Look at Okada now. It has been moving on from, you know, it has been there for a while. But, you know, I think it started from that 90s or so when people started using Okada to be doing transportation everywhere in Nigeria. So it's that the people have been impoverished. So there's no livelihood. You go and get a higher purchase. Somebody gives you an Okada. You keep making me returns. So government also, everything's not about government anyway, I agree. But government also needs to play a role, you know, to in the empowerment of people. Empowerment people, like people creating small businesses. So that all those people can absorb those Nigerians. Because after taking Okada from there, they sit down, they have families to feed, they have things to do. So I'm in support of total ban. But, you know, the monster has been brewing for years, and the government decided not to nip those things in the bud. But now we are struggling now.
Okay. My major worry about Okada is the security implication, and that overrides everything. Once anything is a security threat, it takes down all other considerations, and it is in that light that I tend to support Okada.
Yeah, even in developed countries, buses, except you want to take an Uber or a taxi that takes you in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So in developed countries, you stop at the bus stop.
Oh, not just the bus stop, you walk to the train stop.
You walk to the train stop.
And usually, I mean, I'm not talking, of course, there are those who live maybe next door, but you're talking of a 15, 20-minute walk.
Yes. So you walk
so
there.
So if you're going to take the 7:30,
yes,
you know you must leave home at 7.
Yes. So you walk that, you do that walk. So in as much as one is not comparing Nigeria with those places that are already developed, where everything is working properly well. So I agree with you. So it's a failure of governance that over these years that we have come to this point.
But let's face it, why can't we compare ourselves with those who... this country worked before.
I agree.
You see, for those of us who have seen this country work before, we will compare this country to... I remember those days, sometimes I went to get down at Bolade when Oshodi was just developing and walked quite a distance to where you were going. We used to walk in the 60s and early 70s, long distances to get to your residence or wherever you're going from the bus stop. and it wasn't an issue. The first time I saw Okada ever in my life was in Calabar, and that was 80. That was about 82. They called it Alalo, you know. Whilst Calabar had Okadas, Benin had taxis that would go the shortest distance ever. That's why they called the Benin taxis Along. So where they go? They Along. Go for Along. That means there's a long road like Akpakpava or wherever it is, and you have Along. Ibadan had taxis that go to the nooks and crannies of Ibadan. No matter how bad the corner is, Ibadan taxi.
You
must enter. Abeokuta, the same thing. The first place I ever saw Okada, and I found the question, was in Calabar. I'm surprised. So this idea too that, yes, I know the roads are bad and whatever, but there's always a way around it rather than not take the security consideration, the security issue into consideration.
Well, Okada has been banned in some states now, so it's going on fine. So I don't
it's
think... It's
going to be banned in Kano.
Yes, it's banned in Benin. You can't see the Okada around.
Oh, in Benin it's banned now.
You can't see them around. So yeah, what you see is the small keke, that one that has that tree, that's a tricycle.
Keke Napep.
That's what you see.
And you see with the Keke Napep, I don't know.
Those ones are not becoming nuisance now.
They're becoming nuisance, but nuisance. I need to get a policeman from the traffic division here. A tricycle is a motorized vehicle. It's not a bike.
Yes.
And therefore, a tricycle, some people call it tricycle, but it's called tricycle. A tricycle should be... It follows the rules of a vehicle.
Yes,
of a car.
They don't in Lagos.
But they don't.
They don't. They are like the law unto themselves. You see them coming against traffic when you are having a two lane.
Yes.
You see them happening every day.
But even when they're moving in the same direction, they think they have the right to overtake you and come to your front and turn.
They just in your front. They can just turn.
Oh, that one happens. That's why you must get a dash cam. You
they can say, just turn.
It looks like your own motto.
They can just stop. So the problem now, it's a big problem.
It's a big problem.
It's like a cancer now.
The problem is that if the government had done what we expected them to do early enough and apply the rules, but you find, especially the federal government, they're so unwilling to accept the law, to make sure that people obey the law. I don't know why politicians are afraid. They believe that, if you try to enforce the law, people won't vote for you. Isn't it better for you to make a political statement that have you know your people are going in the wrong direction? You allow it's like giving sugar to a diabetic. You know somebody is diabetic. You keep giving him ice cream and chocolate so he can love you. That, what kind of love is that? Now it's gotten to a head. So many calls, Osa. You should run for election. You know now you don't need structure for anything again now.
No, people will support me.
People will support you.
We'll deliver the goods.
We'll do GoFundMe. GoMe fund or GoFundMe. All right, let's take that one. Hello, good morning. Don't you have anybody on the ladies' phone? 0146571190. Men do not call this number. Kikere is listening. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, please, I want to talk about this MOT or roadworthiness in Lagos.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, they're sending texts to people, finding them. And you won't even know. My sister was there too. She got something like that. And then went there. They're giving 80,000, 60,000, 40,000. Yeah. Please, can you bring them to your station or your program to let us know how they people... Because I know that normally when there's a charge or something, once you at least you let it out... There's no even grace. Even the other day, somebody was saying that, you know, usually when your license expires, I think you have a one-month grace. The woman said no more.
No more. Okay.
And these things are going into Lagos State coffers. And then one man renewed his roadworthiness outside Lagos, I think Oshun or something, during the Sala.
Yes.
He came to Lagos and met 40,000 naira fine. That was what my sister got yesterday when she went. The man was so angry. Is it no more in Nigeria? Are they making money for who? Is it going to somewhere? Please bring them to explain, because if it's going to be accumulating, we need to know whether it's 500 a month or 1 week 500, because it doesn't have to be every month or every day to 20,000.
Okay, thank you. This must be Alex. Okay, I think it was Alex. The Lagos State has a lot of things to answer for. I am hearing, I don't have the proof yet, but it's been brought to my attention, for example, that they are demanding building permits for even old buildings. that the, for commercial buildings, that's where the takeoff is from. They're asking for building permits.
Where my office, where my office building is, so there was this painting. Yes. You know, just paint the three-story building or something.
Yes.
So, and all of a sudden, Lagos appeared. And say for painting alone, you have to pay money.
Is that a tax or a penalty?
And then they came to seal the place and say you have to pay money for painting the building. And the building was, the paint was just being, you know, because of the rains and stuff like that. And,
I mean, you can paint your building.
And the owner of the building who has an office there said, so let me just put the shape, let me put the color. They said he has to pay, he has to pay some money. So it's like, I find it so ridiculous.
Well, I'm even hearing that of talking about building permits of some very old buildings. The state should have records of all building permits.
This technology has gone so this, like, I can do this.
Yes, you should have. So if you know that any building that doesn't have, you won't be asking for building permits. You'll be sealing them up. But some people believe that the state is on a fundraising drive.
Seriously, because
for reasons that some people explain, I'd rather not say. Yes.
We know the reasons.
I don't want to upset the apple cart. But you know what I know.
I know the reason. Let me tell you this funny one. A friend of mine said to me that he had a text from what this our last caller just said, that he should come and pay that his car committed a traffic offense, blah blah blah. Mm. Unfortunately for him, his car was parked in his house because he had this kind of foreign car that had this kind of fuel pump matter.
Yes.
That has been going back and forth. So he parked the car since November in his house, in his compound.
And he was supposed to have committed an offense when?
Yeah, yes. He committed the offense after five days ago before then, he got a text. See, I said, this guy is in my house now. So how can this guy commit an offense parked in my garage? He said, just pay something. What was that?
Yeah, and also even the arbitrary charges of the council, you know. And these things discourage development. They affect the citizens. Citizens who are already virtually down, they want to bring them lower into the grave. Mm. It would be nice to have an official. We will go after them. We'll see if somebody can explain. Nobody has been able to explain to the public what happens to the funds that for these parks and that MC has been contracted.
That one is National Union of Road Transport Workers.
They're supposed to collect on behalf of the government.
Government, you see, the truth of the matter is that, see, when we talk about Lagos State Government, people say, no, you have a bias, you have a this, you have a that. It's just that, you see, Lagos is one of the, I'm sure it's one of the, maybe a few states also who refuse to domesticate the Freedom of Information Bill signed by Goodluck Jonathan. So you don't know anything in Lagos. It's really in secrecy. So, what's the big deal for Lagos Internal Revenue to say, this is what we generated this month. We put it out there. I remember when the passenger came in, and after a while, when they now found out that the state were not declaring, they started declaring to every state, this is what your governor came to collect here.
Yes, I remember.
For this, this is what we gave them for VAT. This is what all the 774 local governments are collecting. This is what we gave them for VAT. This is what they collected for ecological fund. So they have money, go and collect your money. That's when my friend told me that his father, who was a stakeholder in the state, like a chief, one of those traditional guys in the state in Benue, said it was doing a passage fund. They now found out that the local government chairman was collecting this amount of money. And he keep telling them that there is no money to do development, no money to do repair classroom, no money to do this thing. It was the paper that now saw that this man has been collecting this money for a long time.
So and has been feeling fine.
So there's nothing to show here that how much are we generated. And also be clear and tell people, if you commit these offenses, there's a fine. It is done in the civilized world. So I don't have any issues about the fines. I don't have issue about traffic offenses. If that will help us to, you know, put sanity in our roads, fantastic, I agree. So by the time you know that if you pay 80,000 twice, you will drive well.
Yes.
You won't drive anyhow. I agree. But this revenue also needs to be channeled into the infrastructural development of the states, providing amenities, providing, so people will now see, yes, this is what we are paying for, this is what we are getting.
Well, part of what you will hear on the streets is that this is the year of the elections, and that's how it
So the people out. The people will pay for, will finance the elections that they will use to win and to come and roll them back.
Well, I have not said that.
But you've said the year of the election, so what's
no,
all about?
No, besides, the year of elections means, it doesn't mean they are taking the money.
If you do well in 3 years, you see, when someone will just bring us a hand that I am contesting you, it's going to be a landslide now. It's going to be a landslide. So you don't even need to spend one naira in any billboard. So you just continue your work. On the day of election, we will march out there and we cast. It didn't happen in 2011. All of us came out. See, go and look at the records. The highest vote ever gotten in Lagos by anybody. Go and check. Was in 2011 with Fashola.
Of course, that's where I was going.
With Fashola, everybody came out and said, "No, this one we must make this one back." This one, I said, this one I must be on ground. I mobilize everybody. Everybody should go and cast that vote for Fashola.
Are you in any party for now?
No, I'm not in any party. I have some leanings somewhere here.
The leanings here and there are where? A bit to the left.
One. I cannot reinforce failure. That's the word of my great leader.
He's your leader.
Obasanjo. I cannot reinforce failure. So I don't see the reason why APC should come back to power after these 7 years of this misadventure. So if you fail, we'll punish you at the poll. If the next party comes in and fail after 4 years, we'll punish you. That's how it's done everywhere in the world.
But some people want you to distinguish between the candidate, and the failure of this government. Some people want you to say, Buhari hasn't done too well, but he's successful.
You see, if this man, the candidate now kept quiet when the country was going down. He kept quiet because of his selfish ambition. If he was there and we are seeing him making administration with president, Mr. President, I am bringing party leaders from the south. We are coming to tell you that this was not what we bargained for. We found out that your appointment has been in one direction. We are not being carried along.
Yes.
If I see that antecedent of the current presidential flag bearer now, I will know that, yes, what they agreed with this Baba, he went there and he started doing his own thing. But I will call you to order. So even the guy refused to listen. I will tell myself now that this man, he's a good man, but definitely you are fighting with the commander-in-chief, so it's the way you tread. But not for you to now keep quiet and now try to put all those things that this government has done under the carpet and think that you come in a clean slate. No, it's not going to be possible. Because all the things that you said the PDP-led administration of Jonathan did, and this guy has done worse. And you said there are videos are coming up everywhere where you were campaigning, promising heaven and earth. And now you didn't give it to the people. So the truth of the matter is that party should be punished at the polls.
That is your view.
That's my personal view. That's the truth. So you failed the people. You have made us more poorer. You have not come to help our situation. The security has gotten. See, can't you understand that there's no armed robbery again? Like we used to see those days. You have pocket of armed robbers now.
Yes,
all of them are in the trenches. Just kidnapping human beings, put them in one bush, collect 5 million, release you back. The second one. So that's the new trend, and it's going around all over the country. And this thing was not there like that before. So I'm not going to say that there was no crime in this country, but you came and promised us that you're going to reduce crime. You came and told us what you're going to stamp up corruption. You gave us literally of promises, and which all of them one by one you failed. The only thing that can save Buhari's name in this thing is for Buhari to go and conduct a free and fair election. That free and fair election will override all these inadequacies. We'll forget about this. We'll have mercy and forgive him. So that is the only thing that he has now.
Well, I think he conducted the free and fair primaries for a start.
Huh?
I think he conducted the free and fair primaries, do you think?
Who?
In his party, Buhari.
To me, I'm not sure. Yes, we'll say yes or no, because at the end of the day, we started seeing different hands that he said that they should allow him to choose his successor.
Exactly.
He said that, so that was that free. So that means he had somebody that he had in mind. So maybe...
That's somebody he had in mind. Was it this...
I'm not sure it's this gentleman. So, but this gentleman had to... this gentleman knew that this thing was slipping away from him. That's why he pulled that stunt in Abeokuta.
Emilokan.
Yes, that's why he pulled that stunt. He felt like this thing was slipping away from him.
Is Emilokan a good material, a good slogan for campaign? It works in primaries. Amongst yourselves, you can say it's my turn.
Because
would that work at the center? I've had to advise the APC against it.
I don't think you say it is my turn. It's not your birthright.
Yes.
The presidency, this tool or the chair of the presidency of Nigeria, leadership is not a birthright. It's not like my Oba of Benin that to say, okay, after I've left, my son will take over. After my son, it's not hereditary. So you will fight for it. So and I don't want you to also look at it that It's our turn. What you say is our turn. So does it mean the Southwest turn?
It can't be the Southwest.
Thank you very much. The Southwest had vice president. Let me say in their party, they had president, they had vice president in their party, they had the speaker in their party.
Yeah, you I mean, I'm from the Southwest, so what other people say.
So you can't say it's your turn. What you should be saying is that I am the right man for the job. So put yourself out that I'm the right man. Don't say it's my turn. I feel I have what it takes to lead Nigeria to greatness. I feel I have what it takes to right the wrongs. I feel that, you know, that's what you should say. I feel I'm a man that who can unify the country, who can bring everybody together. I know we have done some mistakes, but I feel I have what it takes to redeem the country.
Not that is my turn.
Not that.
Okay, but what about Wike stance, for example, in the PDP? How do you read that? Yes.
You see, I feel Wike is a funny character. And the most painful thing for me is that the people of River State have never enjoyed their governors.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought they said it's Mr.
Right. Forget those... rhetoric. Forget those rhetorics. After all, people were complaining that Sriza and so were not being paid pensions.
Wasn't being paid pensions, yes.
See, those things are just things that you used to pipe money out. You know all those businesses of building bridges that leads to nowhere? We know all those things. I'm not saying you shouldn't do this infrastructure. It's true. Odili spent reverse money trying to get the presidency.
You know, you can't say that for a fact, though.
No.
You have to withdraw that.
Okay, no. I'll withdraw that. But what I want to say is that the three governors that ruled that state since 1999, I would say frittered the resources of that state on flight or fancy.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get trying to become the president, including buying
a private jet for the state
for themselves.
There's only one airport yes, in the area.
Yes. So that is for their own self comfort. Wike went to contest an election, and to me, for what I saw on television, it was a free and fair thing. Everybody went to vote, but nobody said you put ballot paper and cast in the box. So it was a slim victory. Now you made promises, and so if somebody said, okay, I'm considering you as a vice president. It happens in the United States.
Amongst others.
It happens in the United States now. So I'll consider you. So when they say it doesn't consider you, then you take it like that. And you, as a party member, either you say you want to work with the party or you leave the party and go and work with somebody else. It's as simple as that.
So what do you think about this crisscrossing meeting with APC today, meeting with Wike tomorrow?
You went to meet with Ashwaju. I think for what I read from this day, he went to ask for, he gave that one a list. Now, when I say this list that you're bringing for me to do, I can't do these things now. That's how that meeting ended in deadlock. So now, you now went to meet Obi, you now went to meet Atiku. At the end of the day, you lose out.
No, I think you will lose out.
You'll lose out totally. The truth of the matter is that these people think that they can influence this vote this time. They cannot. You need to go and convince the people in the streets that they should vote for you. So Wike cannot deceive himself. Or any other governor to see themselves that once I say I'm going with Mr. Jimmy, then everybody must follow me in the state. No, they should not deceive themselves. Now they can tell that to the candidate. They can deceive the candidate, but not the people. Look at last Saturday. There was a rally around
Port Harcourt.
You can see the crowd that came up, all of them following one party. So is he going to give that state a block vote? The youth are already telling him that you are on your own. This is where we are heading to. You are your own. So you should try and study the atmosphere and see. Let me just stay somewhere.
I suspect that he jolly well just burned himself out anyway. I think we can take one last. But even if we take the question, we can't react to it in good time because we have just about 2 to 3 minutes.
We can just quickly.
Okay, let's at least hear what somebody has to say. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Again, sir. I am very grateful for what you said, and I support you. If the candidate was speaking out before all this rubbish, I am sure we could have supported you. Thank you, sir. I did your back. But no vote for you. Bye-bye.
I'm not on the ballot.
He's not on the ballot. For all those who attack me, it's funny. Maybe it's time for me to even address. They've started again attacking me in the social media. Yeah. I'm not on the ballot. I'm doing my job. I'm earning my pay. Okay? And if you bring me down 1,001 times, it doesn't take away the issues and points that I've raised. I think our people should be a bit more strategic and get involved in deep thinking. I'm worried some of the things you hear from people as the reasons, okay, because somebody paid your school fees 4 years ago, you think that
was his personal money you used to pay school fees?
Apart from that, that's not a reason for you to vote for him to come and lead you. Some people are good in certain areas. Some people are good, but they are not good in other areas. It's as simple as that. But no, no, no. All you get is even top people. They say that, he was very, very helpful to me when I was sick. He gave me money to go and do my operation. And
when I had my wife in Kano, the government of Kano paid for all of us. I was from Old Bender.
Old Bender, yes.
So they paid for me.
It was so you're a Kano man.
So they paid for us. So when I hear this wife thing, I've moved past this stage.
When I hear some of the achievements, some of the so-called achievements of some of the candidates, I just laugh myself. Nigeria's standard has gone beyond reason. Well, we got to go. Well, sir, so we'll see you after the event of next week.
No problem.
Don't let your tailor sew the same size for you for me. You know, size is 6 footer. I got to go. I'll be back tomorrow. And tomorrow we are going to talk about cameras. Okay, how you can spot a hidden camera and why you should have a dash cam or personal camera on you. Tomorrow, that's what we're going to do. Between now and then, let me see if I can bring in somebody who is tech savvy to give us a lead. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much,
Feta. I got that right. So I'll see you all tomorrow. Philip. I can't see you behind the pillar. There you are. I thought you had slept off. Thank you very much, Philip. We'll see you all tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. Bye.
Information at its peak. This is 90.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a